If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Time to check in with veteran Chicago police officer, Lieutenant David Haynes, author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats. Good morning, Lieutenant. How you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Before we get going here with you, we got a text. Listen to this. After Bob mentioned Lieutenant Haynes' book just now, I wanted to buy the Beat Cop's Guide, but let's see. I wanted to buy it for my brother-in-law, who is a retired Chicago Police Department detective, but it's crazy. The price was $159. Are you price gouging? What's going on? Is this an eBay collector's item? What?
You know, the book has been out of print for a while, so maybe it's gone up in price. We're starting to work on a new one, but yeah, it's been out of print for a couple of years now, so maybe it's like a whole thing now. It's a cult. It's a cult thing.
Apparently. Oh man. All right. So how's life been treating you? How's everything going?
Well, it's good. You know, just working every night, driving around the city. It's been a little weird because there's like nobody up on the northwest side. We don't see any people outside, so that's kind of nice.
The lieutenant is working in the Jefferson Park area late night, all night actually, right?
All night long, yeah. I just got off. So,
let's go over a few things that you are recommending, a couple of discoveries, a couple of treats. What do you got for us this week?
Well, you know, this week is the week that I always love because the sure sign that summer's coming is when the Italian ice stands open up around the city, usually. I was really gratified to see that one of my favorites, Miko's. I can never remember how to pronounce it. M-I-K-O. They're Italian ice place. They have two locations, one at 4125 North Kemple, which is the one I go to. And there's also one at 2236 North Sacramento. And I talked to them. They are opening today at 1 o'clock. And, the one at 4125 North Kemple is actually designed. They have a window outside. And, you know, it's designed for you to walk up, get your Italian ice, and walk away. They usually have seats out there in the summer, but obviously that's not going to happen until everything reopens. But you can still get Italian ice. And also Johnny's Beef out at 7500 West North Avenue, which is what got me thinking about it because I was out there for the other restaurant we're going to talk about.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Spring in Chicago means Italian ice. Well, certainly as you get into summer, we think about that. And it's good that some of those places will still be open and running.
Yeah, one of the classic ones is Mario's Italian Lemonade down at 1068 West Taylor. They are not opening up yet. They couldn't get it together with the way you know, and that one always has long lines, so
right.
I think they're going to wait a little longer until things ease up a little bit.
Meantime, okay, so Miko's 4125 North Kimball and 2236 North Sacramento, so we can go there. That's good. And I haven't been to Johnny's in a long time. That gravy's a little spicy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I like it that way, though. The beef sandwiches, yeah, I like the spicier gravy rather than the sweeter ones. I've always liked Johnny's. You know, out there that way in Elmwood Park, it's outside the city, but it's right near the 25th District and the 15th District. And so when I was in 15, we used to go there a lot. And I love their beef sandwiches. And they also have Italian lemonade. They're serving it every day. And they also have it set up so you have to stand 6 feet apart. Everybody's marking the sidewalks like
right.
You should stand now.
Right. You know what? Everybody in Chicago's got their favorite Italian beef. It's kind of like the hot dog controversy. Everybody thinks they know the good ones. And you also like Carms, right?
I do. Carms is at 1057 West Polk. They're open too. I have to say, I like their Italian ice. Their beef sandwich is not one of my favorites, I'm sorry to say, but their Italian ice is great. They have homemade Italian ice, just like Miko's. I don't know about Johnny's. I don't know if it's homemade. But and Miko's and Mario's is homemade, along with Carm's.
Have you
and that's a great little place. 1057 West Polk, that little neighborhood right there is great. There's great sandwich place across the street and everything.
You got to check out Franny's there in Schiller Park on River Road. You'll like their Italian beef, I promise you.
All right. I don't think I've ever been to that one.
Yeah. Try that out. And by the way, this is a good time for us to mention this again, because some people are still nervous about this. But the CDC and other experts say there's no evidence that COVID-19 sickens people through their digestive systems. When it comes to food and the virus, all the medical people say the biggest risk is contact with, like in grocery stores, with other customers and employees rather than anything that you eat. Like to point that
right.
out.
Yeah. And wear a mask. Make sure you wear a mask so you're not getting anybody else sick if you have to get something.
Right. Have you or any of your fellow officers gotten calls from stores? Hey, there's a masked person in here. You better come in here. I was thinking about this yesterday when I had to go to my bank and I'm wearing a mask. I was a little nervous about that, but nobody pulled the alarm.
We call it a masked person robbed a masked person over, you know, but all the witnesses are masked. We did have somebody put out a message that we were not allowed to take mugshot pictures of people when they're wearing their masks. They have to take their mask off. If you get arrested, you're going to have to take your mask off when you get your mugshot taken.
Okay,
so.
Duly noted. Don't get arrested. Continuing our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, who wrote the apparently much sought-after book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats. And, Lieutenant, I wanted to mention this here, because yesterday I was going on and on about how we've got to support the ma-and-pa shops, the independent businesses, the small businesses. And I said that McDonald's and companies like that, they're going to make it. They're going to weather this storm. But I'm glad somebody pointed this out. I got a text. Be careful talking about large company restaurants. Many local chains are franchise stores owned by local families and small business people. A friend of mine was a part owner of a Culver's during the 2008 recession, and they were lucky to break even during that time. A lot of money invested and nothing to show for it. So, yeah, I was trying to urge people to patronize the local joints and don't worry about the big boys now, but some of those big companies have local franchisees, don't they?
Right. Yeah, we've talked about before. There was a police officer who used to own Dunkin' Donuts. The only police officer owned Dunkin' Donuts was up in Libertyville. And yeah, they're all they're almost. I don't know about McDonald's, but I do know that almost all of these businesses are owned by, like, the chicken place, Chick-fil-A, is all franchisees. That the people just, they buy the name and they get the products, but everything, all the costs that they bear the cost.
Yeah, we got to help. We got to help as many people as we can. What's your recommendation of the week, Lieutenant?
Well, this is, I went to Alpine Subs, which is at 7538 West North Avenue in Elmwood Park, and this was recommended by Officer Rob Kellinger from the 20th District, who's recommended a few restaurants. And this is, and I've said this over and over again, this is one of these great places. I think that Italian, especially sandwich places and a lot of the Mexican places too, they're little grocery stores that make the sandwiches and stuff. And this is a family-owned Italian grocery store that makes these great Italian submarine sandwiches. And their most popular one is called the Alpine. It's got ham, salami, and capicola, and provolone cheese. And they make their own giardiniera here, which I love good giardiniera.
Yeah, I love the places like that. And you're right. Chicago has many spots where grocery stores, basically, that make the great subs.
Yeah. Yeah, and Alpine Subs, it's out in Elmwood Park, and like I said, it's right next to the 25th District and the 15th District, so we get a lot of police officers go out there. And 7538 West North Avenue. Great sandwiches and really nice people. And they're open to for takeout. You can call ahead and have your order ready to pick up and just walk in there and pick it up. They also made homemade potato salad, which was was great.
I
love good potato salad.
Check that out, 7538 North Avenue. All right, let's talk about some other restaurant news. We mentioned here that we were very sad that Toast was closing up. Two locations, one in Bucktown, one in Lincoln Park. And we're fearful that you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Some of these places just can't make it through this time.
Right, yeah. I've been actually a little leery of talking about places that are closing. I know I mentioned one or two every week, but it really is. I'm trying to be more hopeful and stuff. And to see a place like Toast of Chicago has been around for almost 25 years, and it's really sad to see them go. I don't know necessarily that it was a COVID-19 thing. I think it was kind of it hurried what I think might have been happening anyway, which might have been coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know that for sure, but the owners were saying that that they were very sad to end it this way, but that doesn't mean it wasn't going to end anyway. But it's too bad to see really good restaurants like that close down.
Yeah, well, let's be positive and talk about actually a few openings, right?
There's a few places opening, like Gale Street Inn up here in Milwaukee, right near the police station, across the street from Jefferson Park, had closed down when all the restaurants closed down because it's a very eat-in place. And Gale Street Inn is opening today for takeout, and they have great ribs if you want to go there. You can order, they'll do curbside service. You go on the line and order what you want, and they'll bring it right out to your car, I think. And there's a few other places. There was one, Beard and Belly and Honey Pie Bakery are collaborating and opening up a place in Edgewater. And I'm sorry, I got to pull up the edges here.
Would you like me to call a cop and get the address for you?
I have all the stuff listed. I have a Bob Surratt sort of list here that I keep. And
oh, good.
I
and you get lost, too, just like me.
Right.
Yeah, the Gale Street Inn, I mean, that place has been around forever. I'm glad they're at least able to do some business now.
Right. Yeah, they've been around forever, and that's one that we would really hate to see in the neighborhood closing down.
Yep.
And then I'm sorry.
Beard and Belly and Honey Pie Bakery have collaborated, you were saying.
Right. And they're opening up in Edgewater.
Okay.
And
take your time. I'm here till 9 o'clock. Don't worry, Lieutenant.
While you're 6155 North Broadway. 6155 North Broadway.
6155 North Broadway. Okay, got that.
Yeah.
And then I guess they're just open on the weekend, right? Dos Urban Cantina.
Dos Urban Cantina at 2829 West Armitage. Yeah, they're opening up now Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's the same thing. They're gonna they had closed down and they see that they can open up and hopefully keep going with the takeout. It's another sit down restaurant that is really, and this is from Rick Bayless's. The people, Brian and Jennifer Enyard, used to work for Rick Bayless, and they were offering pickup meals Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can order even for a whole family, like a family of four, you can order pre-ordered meals. And you can take them home and cook them at home, too. They'll make it, they'll have it all set up so you can just take it and cook it at home,
well,
which is nice.
Yeah, if they were connected to Rick Bayless, you know it's good. 2829 West Armitage. We'll check that out for sure.
Yeah, and Harbor, which is also opening up. And Harbor, it's a restaurant that does food culture from all around the Great Lakes. So it brings in stuff from Michigan and you know, like it kind of, but to me it reminds me of the old days when the boats used to come in and bring stuff into Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at
Wabash, right?
Yeah, 1312 South Wabash, and they do the same thing. You can curbside pick up. You place your order if you just go to the Harbor website and call them at 312-736-1570. And, yeah, so these are like good dine-in restaurants that are now going to open up as takeout places for the duration of this.
And before we get to some thank yous that I know you have, wanted to mention a lot of restaurants are now offering grocery-type items, too. Call them up and ask, because it's not always on their website. Beatrice Market and Grocery, for example, the downtown location, Beatrice, DePaul Loop, are taking orders now. And you can get chocolates, nuts, chips, so you can get sandwiches, flatbreads, and more. They're on East Jackson, and you can call them up or check out their website and place an order there. So who do you have to thank this week, Lieutenant?
Well, I actually asked Elmwood Park, but they didn't get back to me if they had anybody. But the 25th District Commander Gutierrez in the 25th District sent me a couple places, Ponce. I think it's Ponce, like Phil Ponce. Ponce Puerto Rican restaurant at 4313 West Fullerton sent them food. And Smoke Daddy at 1804 West Division. And Grota Banquets at 3112 North Central sent food to the 25th District, and they really enjoyed it. So they wanted to make sure that we thank all the restaurants that have been very supportive of the police department over the last few weeks.
Yes.
I just got a case of Malort disinfectant delivered to the 16th District this week, and I had to stop all the young police officers from drinking it, but it's a very good disinfectant.
I'm glad you did that. All right, and remember, if you get arrested, you will have to remove your mask for the mugshot. Appreciate it, as always, and you have a good, safe weekend. Thanks for serving and protecting, Lieutenant.
All right, thank you very much. I'll see you soon.
All right, talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.